Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is so great to be back with you guys. Sorry for the past few days. The wife and I were out enjoying our 20th anniversary, which was awesome. We had such a great time just chilling on the beach and just enjoyed life. But back at it. And we are here to continue our countdown series that we do every single offseason. So pumped about this. This is episode 1658 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And today we're going to be detailing number 68 through 64 of the 49ers 2026 roster. Excited about this one. And I do have to, one real quick, give a shout out. Shout out to Juan Garcia. Freaking stud. Hooked the wife and I up with the awesome place on the beach. I just want to say thanks enough, man. Can't say thanks enough. No way. But we had a wonderful time. Just want to say thanks to him. Big time listener, good friend, and man, just want to say thank you. Now, this series, we've done it for years, right? If you guys are new to the series, just want to say welcome. I love doing this year in and year out. I really, really do. It's a lot of work, and shout out to Josh, Ben, and Zach, who helped compile this entire thing, and we rank 1 through 91 and add them all up, and then, you know, whoever's the least amount of points is higher. It's very, very simple. But year in and year out, whenever you get to, you know, 53 players make this roster, and we're going through today 68 through 64, and it's just like, man, these guys would have made the roster in the past. They really, really would have. Now, we're not projecting these guys to, they're going to have to overperform or outperform those that are ahead of them to make the roster based on where standings are currently. Doesn't mean they won't. And there's a couple players on today's list. You know, we do about five at a time. And we'll just start out number 68. Safety, priority free agent, Jalen Stroman. I love this kid. Josh, he really likes this kid. This was one of the players that we ranked. Now, I had a priority free agent grade on him, but he was one of the 200-plus guys that we ranked pre-draft. I liked him. I really, really did. I thought there were a lot of 49ers likes, but there were some major issues, too. And, you know, kind of the quick synopsis of this safety, Jalen Stroman, priority free agent, is he's aggressive. Niners love that in their safeties. Great reads. His decision-making process is great, but he's slow. Not an interception guy, and has a medical flag on him. That's why he was not drafted. And, you know, we detailed this in the 49ers Rush draft book. We'll go through a lot of our notes for that. But I'm telling you right now, where's jersey number 38? He's a rookie, 22 years old, 6'1", 203. He's a big-bodied safety. Not the quickest, 4'6", 940 at a pro day, right? So, like, yeah, probably 4'7", which that kind of shows on tape. And he's got a lot of really good tape. He was at Virginia Tech and played, you know, four seasons there. Then transferred to Notre Dame, where he was last year, 2024. So a lot of people know who Jalen Stroman is. Obviously, Notre Dame gets a lot of eyes on the TVs and whatnot. He's a fun player, and he jumps off the tape. We're going to dive into the background, all that kind of different stuff. But I'm telling you right now, like, the 49ers are one of the cheapest organizations when it comes to priority free agents. They were 28th this year on amount spent on bringing in priority free agents. They just don't value using any of their resources that way, and it doesn't even really count against the cap. But this was one of the players. They gave $60,000 guaranteed, which isn't a lot, but for the 49ers it is. They like to pinch pennies here. They always have under Jed York. That has not changed. I wish it would. I think it's a great place to use your resources to get a lot extra. It's like having extra seventh round picks. But if you would have told me the 49ers would have drafted Jalen Stroman, fifth round would have been way too rich. But like sixth, seventh round, I'd have been like, yeah, he's a fit. Major position of need. Safety is an issue for the 49ers still, even after picking up Jalen Stroman and signing Ashton Davis. still an issue, but this was a position of need and it's a fit. Would I like Stroman to have more speed and better ball skills? Yeah. If he did, probably would have went in the sixth round. Probably would have went in the fifth round. And so, you know, when we're doing the draft live and, you know, going through all that, it's easy to get really upset with the reach picks and what's going on there or not going on there. And, you know, we're passing on these names. But whenever you look collectively at the eight players the 49ers drafted and some of the priority free agents they brought in, like Jalen Stroman, man, the collective picture is nice. And then you get here, like Jalen Stroman, if you would insert him into the 2024 49ers roster countdown, he would have been around 50. But now the depth across this, and that's the thing, the 49ers roster stacked. That's what I titled today's show. Jalen Stroman being number 68, this dude's going to have to climb 15 spots just to get a chance to make the 53, man. I like this kid a lot. I really, really, really do. I do want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew coming in. You guys are awesome. What's up, Thomas? Appreciate the kind words, man. Yeah, 20 years. Long time, bro. Long time. What's up, John? Some of my favorite content you do. Thank you, Jorn. The freaking man. Hope the family's doing all right, brother. It's always good to see you. Appreciate the work here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are the freaking man. So back to Jalen Stroman. From Bristow, Virginia. Went to Patriot High School in Virginia. His older brother, Greg, was a cornerback at Virginia Tech and a seventh-round pick in the NFL. He went number 241 in the 2018 draft. He played for five NFL teams, but again, it didn't never really made a name for himself. But having somebody in the family go through this process is important. Hey, don't do this. Do this. Pay attention to this. Don't skip this. Right? Like these are the, like he has been through what it's like to climb and to stay in the NFL. Yeah, five NFL teams. That's no joke. That's no joke. He played safety and wide receiver in high school, won all district honors as a wide receiver, which is interesting because dude has one interception his entire career. Like there's a former wide receiver with no ball skills, but he's always where he needs to be. And I'm watching his tape and I'm just thinking like, man, Marquise Siegel, but slower. But he's always there. He's like, he doesn't give up a lot of space. Decent cover guy, even though that's not really his strength. He's an aggressive, run-stuffing box safety that will come down and, you know, really, really good with his run-pass reads and his eyes. It just comes across. But it was really, really weird, the lack of ball production. Usually you get an interception just by happenstance, but one in, you know, his entire college career, it's just like, what is happening here? Then you go back and you look at his high school stats at wide receiver, and it's like, what the? That doesn't even make sense. Dude's got hands. Yeah, I don't know. When it rains, it pours. And whenever it doesn't rain, it's dry as hell. And that's just kind of the way turnovers and interceptions go. Even though he transferred to Notre Dame, it was a key piece of their defense his senior year. Still, the ball production wasn't there. But again, one of the few, Jalen Stroman, one of the few priority free agents or undrafted free agents that got guaranteed money. He got 60 grand. That's a lot for the 49ers. Josh, you know, one of the executive producers of today's show, he's got, you know, as a dark horse making this roster. Now, the Ashton Davis signing does make it more difficult, but that is there. And shout out to Ben, NY Niners. He's one of the people helping here. What's up, Striking Gold Podcast? The hat tip, the RIP Captain Simple Jack, I guess. But man, Rob Ladder, always great to see you, brother. Everybody go check out the Striking Gold Podcast, new YouTube channel. It is wonderful. Go check it out. Go check it out. Now, priority free agent, not fast. His pro days, and you start to look at the traits of Jalen Stroman, and it's just like, okay. Man, 8 7/8 inch hands, tiny hands, 31 inch arms, tiny arms, runs a 4.7, 36 inch vertical, okay, 10.3 broad, okay, 7.13 cone, okay, bench press 14 reps, like usually there's one that's like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? That's an athlete. Just, he's a better football player than an athlete. Wasn't invited to the combine. Which is crazy with his medical history and the teams he played for and the defenses he was a part of. And you know, the athletic comp, you put in all the measurables and you search across the web, Bo Bride, DeMar Hamlin. That's what this athletic profile brings. Those aren't to make you feel like, oh man, Jalen Stroman's the next guy. But you watch the tape. The dude is just a football player. And whenever you get to the back end of the draft or these priority free agents, I want one of two guys. I really, really do. I want elite athletes or I want hardcore football players. And, you know, if I'm getting an elite athlete that hasn't put it together on tape yet, whatever else, cool. I'll take those chances. I'll coach them up. Or I want the guy that could step in and contribute because just football instincts are there, happens to play safety, not a great athlete. Like, I love those types of guys on the back end. I really, really do. You know, if you're drafted first, second, third, fourth round, no, I'm wanting both. But once you get into the back end of these priority free agents, you got to roll the dice. And you just turn on the tape, and the whole time you're watching Stroman, you're just like, he's a good player. He's a really good player. He's always where he needs to be. Man, he's got the right mindset. One of those guys that's just like, dude, if I could put your instincts in so-and-so's body, who would know? But, look at this. Lieutenant Simple Jack, he gave us the hat tip. He went signed into the other account. I love it. yeah, Rob says, yeah, I need to remember to switch accounts before I say hello. Lieutenant Simple Jack and the hat tip cannot die. Dude, you are the freaking man. Appreciate you, brother. JD, glad you're here. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel, pick up the kids, they're out of school, adventure, it's all out there. For others, juggling it can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school. And many worry they're wasting their days of sunshine. Well, therapy can help better understand their needs. Feel more confident about setting boundaries. Create a version of summer that actually feels good. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. Their average rating is 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do all the initial matching work with you for the therapist. Short questionnaire helps identify your needs, your preferences, and over 12 years of experience in the industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the tailored recommendations. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel, pick up the kids, they're out of school, adventure, it's all out there. For others, juggling it can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school. And many worry they're wasting their days of sunshine. Well, therapy can help better understand their needs. Feel more confident about setting boundaries. Create a version of summer that actually feels good. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. Their average rating is 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do all the initial matching work with you for the therapist. Short questionnaire helps identify your needs, your preferences, and over 12 years of experience in the industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the tailored recommendations. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Brad, he says, yeah, one of my twins got their first offer last night for long snapper. Oh, I win, we all win. When one person wins, we all win. Dude, I used to tell people this all the time. If you can get down long snapping, man, you could be a part of any college team you want to be a part, almost. And the fact that he's getting offers, I'm telling you, punting, kicking, long snapping, So easy to get on with the college. Hard to earn a scholarship, but the fact that that happened, man, shout out to Big Red. You guys are freaking awesome. Man, that is, I love it, man. I freaking love it. Michael, what's up? Love these roster countdowns. Thanks for all the info and entertainment, John. Yeah, we're here for you, man. We are here for you. Now, my 49ers fit scale, because again, Jalen Stroman, you know, he was one of the guys that we graded. I gave a 7. 1 out of 10, I rate every single player, 200 plus. I gave 7. The medical was rough. The medical was rough. This was my draft, our 49ers rush team. The film evaluation, 5-year player, you know, excels in too high, playing in the box. Always played a lot of big nickel. 49ers love that. Aggressive style, can be good at times and really bad at others. Not a center field safety. Can't cover the range needed, just not there. Comes downhill with bad intentions consistently. Ball skills, ball production, not there his entire career. More of a dive at you tackler instead of bringing his feet and wrapping up. Season ending injury in 2024 limited him to 22 snaps. And that it was a clavicle. His right shoulder has been an issue. He had to have 2 surgeries and he missed time in 3 separate seasons because of the right shoulder. That is a red flag, red flag, red flag. But it's a shoulder. The 49ers have taken examples of this before. You look at Talanoa Hufanga, who had, I think, 3 shoulder surgeries, goes out and has 2 all-pro seasons in 5 seasons, right? A little bit different. But Jalen Stroman, you're taking not really taking a risk because he's undrafted. He's a priority free agent. So didn't even cost you a draft pick. If you would have spent a 6th on it, I'd be happy. If you would have spent a 7th, I'd be ecstatic. You got him as a priority. I love it. I really do. Do I think he's going to make this roster? No. That's why he's coming in at number 68 on this list. But he's just a damn good safety guy that offers versatility, whether he's a safety, big nickel, special teamers. That's what it is. You look at his PFF grades at Notre Dame, 79.8 overall, good. 77.9 coverage, good. 81.2 run defense, good. 11% missed tackle for an off-ball safety. Not the best, not the worst. 7.7 forced incompletion rate, pretty good. That's pretty good. And, you know, this is somebody who started all 12 games last year, gets kind of the basic 3-year, $3.1 million deal, 60,000 guaranteed. And then you look at the safety room, which is lacking. A little bit better now than it was last week with the addition of Ashton Davis. Malik Mustafa, Jair Brown, Marquis Siegel, Ashton Davis. Those are the 4. Then you've got special teamer Sierra Neal, then Jalen Stroman, Derek Forrest, Patrick Morris. So you've got bodies in the room now that you didn't have, you know, after the draft. That helps. I like this kid. And do I think Jalen Stroman's going to be making the roster, the 53? I do not. The 60,000 guaranteed, usually the 49ers reserve that and basically say, look, come in here, compete. Let's see what you could do. But we're basically just going to pay up front, guaranteed, your entire year on the practice squad. We want you long term. Now, if he gets claimed by another team, man, happy for him. You go get it. 49ers lose $60,000. Ain't that big of a deal. Not too concerned. But this is a long term developmental play with low risk. We'll just see it. We'll see it. Steven, when is that I love it merch coming out, John? Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's awesome. That's probably, I say that a lot too. Maybe that's a little bit more of a conversation piece than a podcast piece. But yeah, I do. I love it. I get excited. Show the enthusiasm, baby. Show the enthusiasm. But yeah, that merch, I do need to get better. I have some shirts available on the YouTube channel, but those haven't been updated in a while. I probably need to push the merch a little bit more. I don't know. If you want to help set this up, I don't need more projects, and I'm terrible at that stuff. But if somebody out there that's listening, it's like, hey, man, I could help set up, you know, your merch, whatever. Yeah, let me know. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Always looking to expand, throw some shirts up there. I used to always travel at the 49ers Rush road trip. I'd bring like 200 shirts, and sometimes we'd sell them all, sometimes we'd sell none, but it was just too much because then people would want one. And it's like, oh, I just want a medium. It's like, oh, we're out of mediums. So like, it just got to be way too stressful. I was like, you know what? No more shirts. Too much stress. I still bring shirts to give away to the kiddos, but I don't sell them at events. It's just, I hate dealing with the sizes and packing them. It's a whole whatever. Let's keep our countdown going. Another player, not his first time on the countdown, Austin Pleasance, comes in number 67 this year. He was 81 last year, climbed 14 spots, showed a lot of upside, started one game, but played the last two games of the regular season, Chicago and then Seattle, played well. Now, awesome versus Chicago. Everybody got destroyed against Seattle, but filled in for Trent admirably well and had a projection of, man, this dude could make the 53-man roster, but then they go out, not only sign Vidarian Lowe to a decent chunk of money, they also go out and draft Enrique Cruz, the first tackle they've drafted in five drafts. So Austin Pleasants looked like he had a shot, and then the Vidarian Lowe's like, all right, maybe not. Then the Enrique Cruz, you keep fifth-round picks. Teams don't cut fifth-round picks. They just don't do that. And so, like, Austin Pleasance is a fun story. Man, one, the ginger look of an offensive lineman is awesome. You see him, it's like, yeah, that's Austin Pleasance. 6'6", 330. He's a big old boy, man. Wears jersey number 62. And again, already jumped up. 81 last year on the countdown. Now he's 67. It just, like, I'm going to be very honest with you. I thought that he looked so bad in the preseason and training camp. Like, I was like, dude, there's no reason to keep him. I didn't think he was a fit. He's very heavy-footed, which in the Chris Forster offensive scheme, Shanahan scheme, or offensive line play, you got to be kind of quick and nimble on your feet, that short area burst. He doesn't have it at all. But what he doesn't have there, he anchors well. And he has a lot of length, 6'6", 330. Like, he's a big old dude, 28 years old. Played really well whenever he got the chance to get Chicago. Got completely exposed to get Seattle. And so, like, is this a guy that you want your number three? No. Is he a guy you want your number four? Okay. Number five? Holy cow. Yes. As a number five offensive tackle, you love to have this. And so, you know, Austin Pleasance, again, two games last year. You saw the good and the bad. Went to Ohio, the Bobcats, 2015 to 2019. Was undrafted in 2020. Dawson Bryan High School in Ohio. Played three sports in high school. Football, basketball, and ran track. I'd like to know those track times. Two-time team captain in high school as well. You love to see that. He's been a practice squad player. This is a Chris Forster special. You have Jake Brendel, right, who followed Chris Forster around the NFL as practice squad till he got his chance. And he's done well. He's made a lot of money. That's what Austin Pleasance is, just at the tackle position. Now, tackle is a coveted premium NFL position. Center is not. So there's a little bit more room at center because teams like to save and pinch pennies there, which is what Jake Brendel does. But the fact that Austin Pleasance is 28, has put up some good tape, has the signature or sign-off of Chris Forster, who's an NFL guru when it comes to offensive line play, especially in the outside zone. It just helps a lot. Now he's a depth piece, number five on the offensive tackle depth chart, but has experience, and he's got the size and the length that the 49ers don't really have a lot at that position. They go after the speed and all that kind of stuff. So I like that. Him and his wife, Austin Pleasance, welcomed the first child last March. Son named Bo. How, congrats to the family. Love that. Practice squad's probably where he's going to end up. He's going into his seventh season, no major injuries. He's played in 20 games in his career, one start. That was last year against Seattle. Didn't go well. But you look at, he actually played a lot more at Chicago. He played 74 snaps at Chicago. And was awesome. It, like, played very, very well. Offense put up 42 points, almost 500 yards. Then week 18, plays 42 snaps and was awful. Offense put up 3 points. That's not all on Austin Pleasance. Nobody's Trent Williams. Nobody is. But can Austin Pleasance be a guy that could be a team's number three offensive tackle? Yes. If there's an injury, he's not a bad number three. He really isn't. Can the 49ers sneak this dude by on the practice squad again, maybe might get claimed. You just saw Wanya Morris getting traded, right? Like, I'm not saying I'd prefer Wanya Morris over Austin Pleasance, but not by a lot. And teams are swapping draft picks for him. I don't think anybody would trade for Austin Pleasance. But again, if you're in a pinch at offensive tackle, which I think is one of the worst quality players in the NFL, there's a solid kind of 20 left tackles. There's a solid 10 right tackles. Then after that, and again, there's 64 left and right tackles that start every single Sunday in the NFL. I'd say there's probably about 40 quality out of 62. So once you get outside of that, then it's just, man, you kind of pick your poison. Austin Pleasance, his game tape, there's some good game tape. It is there. He's on a one-year, $1 million contract, no guarantees. He's made $1.8 million, and he's going into his seventh season. That is what kind of the roster journeyman practice squad undrafted player that has one start in his career. That's what you make, $1.8 million over 7 years. PFF grade's not great, 58.0 run blocking. Not bad. That's not bad. 60 is replacement level. That's what I'm saying. Like, the analytics affirm Austin Pleasance is a replacement level player. There's value in that at the offensive tackle position. Now 48.7 pass blocking. Heavy footed shows. Against those smaller burst edge rushers, Seattle got exposed. Gave up one sack, one quarterback hit, three hurries. This is, you know, I'll say this. Chris Forster can create these guys, and that is a beautiful thing to have on your roster and your coaching staff. Now, you don't want to rely on these guys. Last year, with the 49ers completely punting on free agency and just saying, we're not signing anybody, we're letting everybody go, they didn't have the veteran depth. Having Austin Pleasance as your offensive tackle five, shoot, maybe even six behind Brandon Parker, I don't know, Zach Thomas, maybe. But last year he was three. That was a problem. Now it's more appropriately placed. And Austin Pleasance is a fun player that has game experience now and can fill in if you need him to, but you don't want him to. You really, really don't. And so that's why Austin Pleasance comes in number 67. Now, the next player up, I'm pretty excited. We had him on the show last year. One of the priority free agents last year just jumped 20 spots on the roster countdown. But before we get to there, if you go to any 49ers road games this year, come party with us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with Tick Pick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the Tick Pick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, here we go. Oh, look at this, Invader. Coming out with the stats. I love it, man. Shout out to Invader. It says the highest graded offensive tackle duo in the NFL last year per PFN, O-line's impact metric, Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz. Per True Media, the 49ers bookend allow a combined 7 sacks, 64 pressures. Colton McKivitz has put up 3 consistent years at right tackle. Is he on par with Trent? No, nobody is. Trent had another all-pro year, another Pro Bowl year. He has the most Pro Bowls of any left tackle ever. And this is somebody that missed multiple seasons with cancer. Like, incredible. Offensive tackle, this room is crazy, man. Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz. Vidarian Lowe is not a bad player at all. Enrique Cruz, you got a fifth-round developmental prospect that gets to sit and learn. And then Austin Pleasants, Brandon Parker, Zach Thomas. I remember when Brandon Parker was a three. I remember when Austin Pleasants was a three. Now they're fighting for the fifth spot. The veteran depth that has been established at certain positions, like offensive tackle, like defensive tackle, we're going to talk about later in this episode, like corner, which we're about to talk about right now, big time different than what we've experienced in the past. It's just different. It really, really is. And I love going into this season knowing there's going to be injuries. Every team has them. 49ers have more than most. But they're built with veteran depth now. I think that's huge. Big Toe, my man. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. He says, our own John Chapman has a cool little feature on Josh Hawkins' promo video this weekend. The big UFC fight at the White House was just kind of cool. Josh Hawkins' people reached out to me asking if they could use some of the countdown video we did, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago when Josh Hawkins was on there. We did a whole Josh Hawkins episode. And so I guess they clipped it. I haven't even seen the promo. I got emailed a waiver and whatever else, which was cool. I didn't even know what it was for. I didn't know it was for that event, but whatever. it's kind of cool. And, you know, shout out to him finding a way to make a career. And, dude, I said it then. Like, dude's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And capital K crazy. And so, yeah, nice. Any way we could help. Because, like, how many people are doing an episode talking about Austin Pleasants and Jalen Stroman and number 66 on our roster countdown, up 20 spots from last year, Jacob Robinson. Like, I love it. I love this kid. He came on the show. You can go watch the full interview if you want to. Just Jacob Robinson, 49ers Rush. It'll pull up. Kid's really, really cool. Now, he's a project. He's a sticky, clever corner with good speed and instincts. But small, undersized, for sure, and tackling's a major issue. You knew that going into last year. Put up a lot of good tape, a lot of good practices. And you know, you look at him, he's 5'10", 180. All right, probably going to be a nickel only. No, 49ers forced him to play outside. Yeah, you just look at, you know, he had 118 preseason snaps last year, Jacob Robinson. 31 were in the slot, 57 were out wide. The rest were all special teams or, you know, whatever. But Jacob Robinson can cover. Now, 5'10", 180, 49ers don't mind smaller corners on the outside. Demo was projected to slot corner. Renardo Green was projected to slot corner. There you're starting outside corners. Niners don't mind smaller corners. They really, really don't. They like pesky corners that will tackle. Long days have passed since Ambry Thomas, who just refused to tackle. Akello Witherspoon, when he was here, refused to tackle. Now, he developed physicality eventually, still in the NFL. But whenever he was here, just look at the ground, dive, see what happens. Ambry Thomas, you would watch him literally turn around and run in the playoffs and get benched for refusing to tackle on a screenplay. Embarrassing. Jacob Robinson, the problem with him tackling isn't so much lack of effort or lack of enthusiasm or willingness, just small and doesn't wrap up well. There's some technique issues there, but he's got to get, you know, he's got to get better. He's 25 years old, went to Utah State, then transferred to BYU. And, you know, Puka was one of his best friends. And, you know, on our episode where we were interviewing him, he was talking about, dude, I'll lock Puka up. Like, I love the confidence. Puka's one of the best. Jacob Robinson hasn't really made a name for himself yet. Born in Utah, went to Orem High School, played three sports in high school, football, basketball, ran track, six siblings. Fun kid, fun personality. Like the attitude that he brings. Like, you want DBs with, you know, that kind of dog mentality. Like, he's got it. He's got it. Volunteer, huge off the field guy, tapped his way during his time in high school. Really big on giving back to the community. And so, yeah, go check out the interview. It was a lot of fun. And he was playing really, really well consistently. Like, he jumped in tape multiple times at training camp, preseason, special teams. Like, he just looked it. But then he broke his forearm Hey, I remember I was there. You know, Shanahan does a lot of these. Oh, yeah, you just got injured. I saw him walk off. It was the last series of Game 3 preseason, like fourth quarter. Like, he walks right in front. I was in the lower corner end zone with my man Rusty. Shout out to Rusty. And we saw him walking out, like, holding his arm. Sure enough, he broke his forearm. The last series of the preseason. Not that you ever want anybody to get injured. Would he have made the 53? Probably not. If you're out there the last series in Game 3, probably not going to make the roster. But what it did was it allowed the contract to toll. He gets a little bit of extra money because of the injury. The 49ers get a stash up for the year. Now he gets to reset, knowing being in that room, the DB room, being in the film room, being out there on the practice field, all those different things. Now Jacob Robinson gets to come in and be like, man, I know what to do. I know this drill. I know that. Like, I know what coaches want. Now the DB coaches have changed. You know, safety coaches have changed. Raheem Morris, you know, Jerry Gray, all that kind of stuff. There's some change back there. But the scheme is the scheme, and the stuff is about the stuff. You know what I mean? And so I do like this guy. I really, really do. Just sticky cover guy. But he missed four. He had four missed tackles in the preseason. He only had one tackle. You got to change that if you're going to play. Corners, got to cover first. If you can't cover, you can't play corner. And if you can't tackle, you can't play for the 49ers. You got to adjust that. He's on a three-year, $2.9 million deal, $120 million guaranteed. He made $510,000 last year. A lot of that was because of the injury and settlement and kind of how that goes. But did you look at the depth chart? Again, one of the biggest differences between previous years and this year is just depth. Look at the cornerback depth chart. And you can move some of these names around. That's fine. Diamador Lenore, Renardo Green, Upton Stout, Ephesians Prysock, fourth-round picks make rosters, period. Nate Hobbs, they paid that man. Terrell Luter Jr., a lot of good tape last year. Jack Jones, all right, off the field, but no guarantees. Jacob Robinson, Eli, that's nine corners. You keep five. He's at eight. Can he pass Jack Jones? Can he pass Terrell Luter? Can he pass Nate Hobbs? That's a rough climb for somebody that, man, shout out to Ben. Yeah, he helped with all these. Robinson's got some baller to him. He passes the eye test. You just watch him. It's like, ooh, that dude can cover. He really does. Ball skills are there. 5'10", 180. He's got speed, 4'3 speed. That's there. Logan, sorry I'm late. Hashtag CC. No, man. Always welcome. Appreciate you, Logan. Big Toad, he says, yeah, you never know. There could be some fans that are like, what's the Rush podcast and want to check it out? Especially after he says some crazy stuff that people want to know more about him. Yeah, I want to see this video. If somebody finds the promo video or what that was on, send it to me or tag me or something. I want to see it. I'm just like, hey. right here, Logan. Chapman, let's be honest. Anyone could pass Luter Jr. Like, again, Austin Pleasance and Terrell Luter Jr., those two guys, you know, offensive tackle in a corner. What the hell they have in common? They were two of the worst players all of training camp, all of preseason. Terrible. Both played really well in the regular season. You can make the argument Terrell Luter Jr. was more consistent than Renardo Green. I would prefer Renardo Green. His upside's there, whatever else. But, like, he didn't make as many dumb decisions. And Austin Pleasance, terrible preseason, terrible training camp. Man, that game against Chicago's no, like, that's a lot of good tape. 74 snaps, good tape at left tackle. And, yeah, Chicago's not known for the defense, but they got Sweat out there. Like, he handled his own. Terrell Luter Jr. put a lot of good tape up on in season. Not a practice player. And some guys just aren't. Like, I remember coaching was like this. Like, you would go back and you'd be reviewing film with the players and with your coaches. Like, dude, this guy, he's one of our studs, is getting toasted Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in practice. Like, he's just not practiced. Then you get out there and you're like, man, I can't bench him. He's one of our best players. And then he shines. Sometimes guys shine when the lights are on. Some guys just are not practiced. You know, you want somebody that's both. Yeah, obviously, you want your Jerry Rices that are out there just cooking everybody. Doesn't matter if the lights are on, if it's, you know, just a route on cones or what. Like, you always want that. Not everybody is that. And Darrell Luter Jr., I mean, that dude missed three training camps in a row, but he played well when the game, well, is a little bit of a stretch, but much better in game. So you have to learn your players. You have to. And Darrell Luter Jr., for whatever you want to say, do put up some good quality tape in season. Really did. Would I prefer Jacob Robinson? The ceiling is there. 5'10", 180 is rough. And it's funny because we're talking about a 5'10", 180 corner against Darrell Luter Jr., who's the biggest corner in the room. Well, not anymore if Fijian Prysock is, but like a 6'1", 210 guy. You're talking 30-pound different corner against a 5'10", 180 guy. Different flavors, same role. And Jacob Robinson brings more versatility. He can play in the slot easily. I think Jacob Robinson is more competing with Nate Hobbs and Jack Jones. I think that's the competition, that versatile piece that can play inside, outside, special teams. I like Jacob Robinson, man. I really, really, really do. Logan, Robinson and Prysock are two corners I'm looking at closely. Yeah, again, it's funny they play the same position because they look completely different. One's a pterodactyl, and one's just a pissed off gerbil, right? Like small, it just, like that's where it is. Oh, here we go. The big tone. The title of the video is The Real Josh Hockett. I'll put this in my notes here just so I can look it up later. Appreciate that. So yeah, go check that out, everybody. I think that's what it is. And shout out to Big Tone. You freaking man. Stud. You stud. All right, we got two more fun players to talk about. We are not done. Number 65, another player that was on the list last year. One of the biggest drops in the countdown. Evan Anderson just seemed to be climbing the defensive tackle plugger. Again, all these guys were priority free agents that have carved out pathways. And man, you look at it. In 2024, Evan Anderson was the highest priced priority free agent that the 49ers brought in. They paid him the $280, which is the max guaranteed. Came in, made a name for himself, started games, was awesome. Evan Anderson was like the dude. And so I assumed he'd take that role, but then he got injured. And so we had him number 27. He got injured in camp, lost his spot, did not regain kind of his whole, like, injuries mess you up. And big boys, I mean, this is 6'1", 320. Evan Anderson, big old boy. And whenever he got injured, he didn't come back the same way. They ended up waving him, stuck him on the practice squad. And now you look at the 49ers defensive tackle room, might be the deepest position on the team. Defensive tackle has been an issue for the 49ers for about five consecutive seasons. You could argue defensive tackle is the deepest position in this room. You talk about cornerback. You talk about wide receiver now. You talk about offensive tackle. Like, you talk about cornerback. There are deep positions that did not have depth before. Evan Anderson is a victim of that. But this is a elite plugger. I don't want to say elite. He's a plugger in the run game that offers insane depth and experience. And he's young. He's 24. Evan Anderson is the same age as three of the rookies you just drafted. Well, he's been in the NFL for 2 years. So you get this experience. This is somebody that's played a lot of football, and he's only going into his third season. He's played in 12 games. It was all, you know, back in 2024, but he was number 56 in the countdown in 2024, jumped to 27. Now he's down to 65. And a lot of that is because of all of the draft picks trading for Osa, drafting Alfred Collins, drafted CJ West, drafting Grayson Halton, bringing in two more priority free agent defensive tackles, James Thompson Jr. and Bryce Edison, who I have Evan Anderson ahead of them, plays a little bit of a different role. He's that plugger. Where's jersey number 58? Florida Atlantic, and he wore the single digit at Florida Atlantic. I remember his tape was fun. College tape's a good time, man. Born and raised Orlando, Florida, played offensive line, defensive line in high school. Evan did. He was a three-star recruit. Multiple team captain in college. You love that. You see the energy. You see everybody kind of looks to him. One of the highest paid undrafted free agents in the 2024 class. He got the $280,000 guarantee. So this is Chris Kucerik believes in this guy. He just does. played really good. His tape was consistently good without the explosive plays. One of my favorite things about Evan Anderson is consistency. And this is a little bit of a coaching qualm for me. I don't want splash players. I want consistent players. If you're good one play and bad three plays, that is a grayed out positive to me. And at the defensive tackle, whenever you have the best linebacker in the NFL behind you, your job as a plugger defensive tackle is to consistently set Fred Warner up for success. Khalil Davis couldn't do that. Jordan Elliott couldn't do that. They're gone. You let them walk for free. Actually paid them to let them walk. This is what I like about Evan Anderson. He doesn't have the tackle for losses and all that, sacks. He ain't going to have those numbers. But he does his damn job consistently against the double team. And so I think that that is huge. Excuse me. I apologize. Now, his injury, he had a knee contusion last preseason and just couldn't buck it. He couldn't get past it. And it just kept bothering it, and it affected his play. I remember, I think it was the Denver joint practices. This dude got steamrolled. Now, Denver has one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. But you just saw, like, they just had their way with him. I think it was that one. Might have been one of the preseason games. But Evan Anderson has consistent tape. It's just that knee contusion. His knee was just bad. And so you just rested him for the year. Stuck around. And he was a fan favorite day one because he was that top paid priority free agent the year he came out. He's played 12 games, had one start, 34 combined tackles. Love that. One sack, one forced fumble, one fumble recovery, 13 solo run stops. That's what he does. Crab cakes in football. That's what Maryland does. He's on a 1 year, $1 million deal. No guarantees. He made $510,000. The room is just stacked, man. Yeah, let's go through the defensive tackle room. Osa, Alfred Collins, CJ West, Grayson Holland, Sebastian Valdez, Evan Anderson. Then you bring in two high price priority free agents this year too. James Thompson Jr., Bryson Eason. That's eight. That's eight studs. Young. Oldest guy in the room is 28. You can't keep them all. Evan Anderson, very, very, very fun player. That I just think he offers a lot that the 49ers just value. But, man, there's a lot of value in that room. The cream's got to rise to the top, Macho Man. Can Evan Anderson reclaim his role as that fifth defensive tackle? That's a rough room. That is a rough, rough room to go up there and get it done. All right, we got one more. Oh, I'm excited about number 64. A lot of people aren't going to like this one, but man, Shanahan loves them. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to themattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to themattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's just, it's a win-win-win. Go to themattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right, Logan, he says, not going to lie, it might be hard for Evan Anderson to get time with how deep our defensive line looks, the defensive tackle. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. You've got to beat out both the priority free agents this year. That's going to be hard, and you got to close the gap a little bit. You know, Sebastian Valdez doesn't really play the same spot. I don't think he really compete. He's more the three tech guy. You're playing the plugger role, the one tech, you know, that's what you, James Thompson, Bryson Eason, you got to beat out those guys. And even if you do that, you know, 49ers have kept six defensive tackles, but it's going to be hard. I see Evan Anderson much more as a cut that you bring back type guy because nobody claimed him last year. but it's a tough room. It's a tough room. Logan, off topic, but watch out for Grayson Halton. I really like that pick. I think he was everybody's favorite value pick, right? If you were really upset with the way the 49ers, quote unquote, reached or their board set different, consensus mock, all that kind of stuff, then you love Grayson Halton because he was projected to go in the third round. You got him in the fourth. You could argue one of the only value picks the 49ers made. Yeah, Grayson Halton fits, but that is that's a room that you got to fight for. Got to fight for it. Number 64, Shanahan loves him. Wide receiver Malik Turner. Shanahan's trust goes very, very far in the wide receiver room. Now, the 49ers added five new wide receivers this offseason. Five, including your top draft pick, including the top, you know, free agent signing money-wise. But Malik Turner, Shanahan trust, special teams, knows all three wide receiver spots and blocks like a madman. Doesn't bring much to the receiving game, which for a receiver, that is a problem. But Shanahan trusts him, and so does Brock Purdy. And special teams, like, you know, you usually, every single team has these two to three designated special teams, just studs, right? Luke Farrell, they're out there. Malik Turner's one of those guys. He could make it just off special teams alone. So if you're looking at Malik Turner, man, number 64, really, in this wide receiver room, you got to change the way you look at it, change the lens. Malik Turner could make the roster by himself just as a special teamer. He's that consistently good. Now, the reality of the situation would be you would cut Malik Turner to a gentleman's agreement with him. He's 30 years old. He's going into his eighth season. You would bring him back. Doesn't make the 53. You put him on the practice squad. You elevate him for weeks one and two, and then you see what happens. That's the type of guy. But if you're asking me betting odds, what are the odds Malik Turner plays in a 49ers game this year? Dude, I'm taking, like, if you're saying 50-50, I'm taking he's playing at some point this season for the 49ers. You have one or two injuries, you put him out there on special, like, he's going to play for the Niners. It's just what happens. He wears jersey number 81, but it changes all the time because he's a back-end practice squad type guy that gets elevated. He's 6'2", 202. He's a big wide receiver, 30 years old. Played at Illinois. He was an all-state selection as a sophomore and junior. Led his team to a 14-0 record with state championship, but was another undrafted free agent. All the guys we're talking about today. Yeah, like, guys who have made it. Like, I hope you understand. I hope it's not lost on anybody listening to this. Malik Turner having an eighth year in the NFL as a priority free agent is badass. This is the anomaly. He's made $3.8 million as a special teamer. This dude was in the UFL last year. Like, he just loving the game, man. He just out there, he doing what he can. He's an NFL journeyman. He's played on eight teams, including the UFL, the Michigan Panthers. That doesn't sound right. Spent last year with the UFL and joined the 49ers practice squad in August. He gets called up, shows up on special teams, blocks his rear end off, and if there's an injury at the wide receiver position, Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, you know, fill in the blank. Dude plays all three spots. There's only three wide receivers in Shanahan offense. Plays all three of them and special teams, and he blocks like crazy. Blocks like crazy. He's just one of those guys that you just know he's going to do what he's supposed to do. Is he going to bring in a lot of catches or whatever else? No, not at all. He's got 29 receptions in 8 years, 414 yards, 14 yards per catch, pretty good. Four touchdowns, that's not bad, but in 47 games. He's a back-end guy, but he's a vet presence, guys that you want in the room, that pushes the room, helps with special teams. That's Malik Turner. Yeah, not sexy. He played three games for the 49ers last year, mostly on special teams. Had one target, three tackles. 1 year, $1.2 million contract, no guarantees. $3.8 million career. The wide receiver room, you know, it's funny because we're talking corners stacked, offensive tackles stacked, defensive tackles stacked. It's like that one video where the high schooler's going through his, like, running back depth chart. Oh, he's dog. He's dog. Like, that's what it feels like We haven't had this since 2023. The last two seasons, the roster was not like this. 2024 and 2025, not like this. 2023 was. The wide receiver depth chart. Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, Christian Kirk, Deshaun Stribling, Jordan Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, Jacob Cowie, Malik Turner, Junior Bergen. Come on. Wesley Grimes, Will Paulin, Colton Dow. Like, there's a lot there. How in the hell can Malik Turner make it as a wide receiver? He can't. Cannot. He could sneak in through special teams after getting cut and brought back on a gentleman's agreement that the Niners do all the time. Will they do that? Probably not week one, week two-ish. But if you had to ask, will Malik Turner be playing for the red and gold at some point this season? The answer is yeah. The answer is yeah. Like, special teams matters. Malik Turner matters. Shanahan's trust matters. The Shanahan loyalty program is undefeated. Shanahan loves this dude. Logan, what was the point of drafting Junior Bergen if we're not going to play him? There was no point in drafting him. It was a wasted pick because Brant Boyer, you let him have a pick, and his son's friends with him. Nepotism for the win. Can't draft a slow returner. The new kickoff rules gives a little bit more credence to where it's not just burners as kickoff returners. We saw Brian Robinson Jr., like, you know what I mean? The thumper. Like, you could do that, but he's not a thumper either. He's small and he's slow. You can't do that. But we'll see. I was never a Junior Bergen guy. Yeah, like, you got to have some speed. You got to have some speed as a returner or break tackles. You can't. I don't know. It's yeah, it was a weird one. But it's what it is. So the 49ers roster is stacked this year. And you look at number 64, Malik Turner, special team stud. 65, Evan Anderson, plugger, defensive tackle. 66, Jacob Robinson. Gosh, versatility upside. 67, Austin Pleasant. Played great last year. At 68, Jalen Stroman. One of your weakest positions, kind of the anomaly of today's episode, but offer some upside. I mean, to get a rookie that can read and react, it's a fun group. I like this roster. Man, this is fun. Oh, this is fun. Appreciate you guys. It's glad to be back. I'm glad to be back. Yeah, we got a lot more of these to come. So we've still got 63 players to count down on these rosters. It just gets getting harder and harder, which is always fun. Appreciate you all. You are the best of the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.